Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. From Seabiscuit to Zenyatta, Santa Anita is where champions compete. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. By the Derby Room at Pierplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. Absolutely huge day of racing from around the country, starting with Santa Anita. First post today, 1 p.m., 10-race card. There are two $100,000 grade 3 stakes races at Santa Anita today, the San Carlos and the Wilshire Stakes. But the biggest races from around the country will head down to Gulfstream Park, the Florida Derby for $1 million. That's the 14th and final race on their card that features 10 stakes races. White Abario also runs on the undercard today. And at Arkansas, Oaklawn Park, 14 races on their card. The 13th is the $1.5 million Arkansas Derby, 6 stakes races there. We'll also have coverage from Aqueduct, 11 races on their card, no stakes races. A little bit of March Madness thrown in, John, and we have the ultimate sensory overload Saturday. Good morning, John Lindo.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, we're talking 14 races at Gulfstream Park, which is already underway. You've got Oaklawn Park with 14 races today. No stakes races at Aqueduct, but they've got 11 races and 10 at Santa Anita. So if you can't find a race to play, you're just not trying.
Yeah, we're going to really go to school today. Obviously, two of the huge Derby preps. Next week, Santa Anita Derby, I believe the Wood as well. So, John, these next 2 weeks are very crucial. Before we get into the handicapping part of the show, let's do some news and notes, John. And a lot of news coming out this week was not good for horse racing. And we're going to take you through some of that. Some ominous signs for the industry, John, starting with the Louisiana Supreme Court declaring that the historical horse racing machines are not constitutional, and they have been up and running in Louisiana. That now will need to be put to a vote by the public, and that's a pretty good revenue source there in Louisiana.
Right. Those historical horse racing machines have been in operation for a while down there. They provided about $6 million in revenue for the Horsemen at Fairgrounds in the most recent year. And with the halt on that, including the halt of the machines of the 13 off-track betting parlors, Churchill Downs said in a statement, they own Fairgrounds, that the purses for the upcoming meet in November would be cut approximately 25%. So you look at what the gaming revenue additions to the purses mean to places like, you know, Louisiana. And, you know, we've been talking about the decoupling bill in Florida. This is what's going to happen if these supplemental income sources are taken away.
John, update us on the Northern California racing situation. Last week we talked about that CARF had not applied for dates, but the Alameda Agriculture District, I guess, in that area was interested. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is it looks like it's not going to go. You know, they could not get the stabling situation and all the things that they had to get done at Pleasanton done in a short amount of time. And as a result, the stabling, the workman's compensation that keeps the workers covered at Pleasanton was extended from Tuesday till last night at midnight. But as of today, no workman's comp for the workers there dealing with the horses. So basically, it's the horsemen having to vacate the property at Pleasanton. So it doesn't look like there'll be any racing at Fairgrounds at Pleasanton this summer. And right now, it looks like the only possible meet up in Northern California will be that short Ferndale meet up in Northern California.
We talk a lot about Heisa on this show, John, in an article in the Pollock Report detailing how the Emerald Downs meet up in Washington is going to be put in jeopardy for 2026 due to the raise in Heisa fees, almost doubling what they've been paying. Heisa has an $80 million budget, I believe almost all that paid by the racetracks. So again, Heisa, which Damon Thayer says repeal and replace, I say just repeal, again, putting in jeopardy a racetrack that's been around racing up in Washington for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it's sad, Bob, because right now, with the your reduction and the elimination of Golden Gate Fields, the barn area at Emerald Downs for this year is pretty full. They've got over 1,000 horses based in Washington right now for this meet, and they're good to go for 2025. They had some supplemental revenue to pay those Heisa, you know, fees for the regulations. But next year they do not have that, and the fees go up. They're now basing what they charge the tracks on the number of races, not on the purse, and there's no consideration for the amount paid out in purses to the horsemen. So you're paying the same rate at Emerald Downs that you would at a Churchill Downs for the HISA coverage, and right now it doesn't look like Emerald Downs has that kind of revenue to cover that nut, and as a result, you know, we're in jeopardy as far as Emerald Downs for racing in 2026. And that was an option for some of the horses from California who can't cut it in Southern California, another place to race. So that's going to affect our breeders. And the trickle-down, you know, works all the way through the industry.
And we saw that, John, closer to home. One of the longtime breeding farms in California, 210 acres up in Central California, that's Rancho San Miguel, and it's been put up for sale.
Yeah, and that's sad. Tom Clark is a good guy. He's the guy that runs Rancho San Miguel up there, and it's equidistant between what was Golden Gate Fields and Santa Anita. And he's a horse racing fan. He loves the industry. He's done whatever he can. But in the current climate, you know, based on that, he had already said that it looks like they're going to breed about 25% less horses this year at Rancho San Miguel. And last year, they bred about 20% of the horses that were bred in California. So it's an important farm for the industry in California. So it goes up for sale. He's hoping to keep it as a horse farm. And, you know, somebody will want to use it as such and as a breeding facility. But it is listed for sale now. We'll see what happens there. But if that farm is sold and sold to someone who wants to use it as something else besides a thoroughbred training and breeding facility, that's going to be a big blow to the California breeding industry.
Well, those are some of the industry black clouds we're dealing with, John. Let's get into a little bit of horse racing, starting with the preview of one of the feature races today at Santa Anita. That's the San Carlos. Goes as race three. It's a short field. Bob Baffert has the 3-5 favorite Pilot Commander in there. He's also got Fort Bragg. And, John, this race has really been watered down, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, we're talking about a field of five here. And a couple of horses that would have been the marquee names in this race that would have made an awful lot of sense, the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner, Straight No Chaser, and Raging Torrent, you know, who is a graded stakes winner, loves these one-turn races, especially the long races like today's 7-furlong San Carlos. The purse today is $100,000 in the San Carlos. Well, maidens today at Oaklawn Park are running for more money than our stakes horses are in the San Carlos. They're running, I think, $115,000 for the maidens at Oaklawn. And because of these decisions, both Straight No Chaser and Raging Torrent, they're sitting out, and they're going to be in Dubai next Saturday. Straight No Chaser will run in the $2 million Golden Shaheen, and Raging Torrent will run in the $1 million Godolphin Mile. So that is another, you know, just it's just a fact of life under the current racing landscape that we're having to deal with in California, which leaves us a field of five in the San Carlos. And Pilot Commander is the 3-5 favorite on the rail for trainer Bob Baffert. He comes off a nice confidence-boosting win in an allowance race back up in the stakes level. And he doesn't have to have the lead, but there isn't a ton of pace here. He can be on the lead or track either way, whatever Juan Hernandez wants to do. To me, he's the horse to beat in here. Spirit of McKenna looked like he was going to be a top sprinter. Then he kind of went off form. He comes back off a layoff today for George Papa Padrón with blinkers on. We'll see where he's at. And For All Mankind ran a better race last time, but he didn't have any excuses when he was beaten. So to me, the horse with the most upside in this race is Pilot Commander. Again, no great shakes at 3-5, but make him the one to beat in the San Carlos.
John, let's talk about the South Point. We are in the midst of March Madness. Next week, the Final Four and the Santa Anita Derby. Great time to get up there. So how about a phone number, a contact, and then we're going to get a play from you. You've been very busy on the Lindo Report. John Lindo not only did Santa Anita, he did full card at Gulfstream Park and Oaklawn. So you were kind of Hardoon-like today, John, with the, with the amount of work you did. First of all, a word about the South Point.
Well, again, if you want to get in there, baseball season now underway. We've got the Elite Eight action this afternoon. 866-780-7223. You can ask Steve Johnson for the Thoroughbred LA horse players rate, how to get it. Obviously, the Final Four will be next weekend with baseball going. The Masters is coming up. And you can get down on all the action out there, separate race and sports books. It's a great place to watch the action. Give Steve Johnson a call at the South Point. Our buddies Ed Burghardt and Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos, they're out there at the South Point this weekend. So if you're out there, go out and say hi to Ed and Orlando. I know they'll be in the race book at some point.
And, John, as I said, you put out three sheets today, and I believe you want to go to Gulfstream Park for your radio play.
Yeah, I'll go early because it's the third race is coming up 17 minutes to post. I like a horse in the fifth race, a first-time starter, number six, Mainstream. This is a horse from the Brad Cox stable. Watching the workouts, this horse has really good gait speed. He's a big, stout, good-looking horse. And this is a very live maiden race for three-year-olds going 7 furlongs at Gulfstream Park. He's drawn outside what I think is the main contender in number four, XY Prime. 7-2 on the morning line. Look for number six, Mainstream, to come out running race number five at Gulfstream Park. And, Bob, I know you did your sheet for today at Santa Anita, so I want to get a play from you. But you also told me you're not going to produce a sheet at the Santa Anita for tomorrow, so let's just get an update on that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to do today. It's a good card. But tomorrow, John, it's just not – up to the quality that I want to handicap or I want to give to my customers. Santa Anita tomorrow, you've got three maiden claiming races, a restricted beaten five claimer, a restricted 6,000 claimer, starter allowance five. Those are usually all the Northern California horses. You've got another 16,000 non-2L. There are three nice turf races, races 6, 8, and 10. So my recommendation is if you're looking at Santa Anita tomorrow, maybe that all-turf pick three. But if I don't feel like handicapping a card, John, I can't expect my customers to want to pay for it. So I'm going to skip tomorrow. Today, John, how about a basketball play first and then a Santa Anita selection? I was horrible last week playing against Michigan, but I'm going to try to make up for it here. John, this is a situation where all four of the number one seeds are favored to move on to the final four, and that doesn't usually happen. You usually get an upset or two somewhere in there. Maybe it'll still happen in these Elite Eight games, but right now the four number ones are the four that are favored to win their games and move on. And to me, Duke has been ultra impressive. I'm going to go ahead and lay the 7 points today against Alabama. Watching this freshman sensation Connor Flagg play, John, I think I'm looking at a young Larry Bird. This guy is sensational for Duke. So I think that he'll just put him on his back and carry him. Let's take Duke and give the 7 today against Alabama for a horse racing play. Let's go to Santa Anita race number 6. I'm going to come right back with Lady Gregory. Like the way she won last time for Jeff Mullins in a cowbred race, going 6 furlongs over the straightaway turf here. This is 6.5, but out of the chute, not down the hill. And this mare is a win machine. 10 for 27 lifetime. I love Hector Berrios on her, and I think she comes right back to win. Second choice on the morning line. John, I don't want this one to get hammered to even money like my last 2 weeks. So sixth race today, number 3, Lady Gregory is the radio play at 3-1. And John, before we take a break, some very sad news, a passing of Bryce Miller, who was a columnist for the San Diego Union-Tribune. He'd worked in San Diego for the last 9 years after coming in from Iowa. Passed away at the age of 56, way too young. Didn't know Bryce very well, John, but we got to know him a little bit when he would come up and cover the races in the Del Mar press box on the big days, opening day, Pacific Classic, Breeders' Cup, etc. Horse racing was not his forte, but he was a quick study and an outstanding rider. And as you can attest, John Lindo, a very nice guy, and we're certainly going to miss him at Del Mar this summer. And I know you had some dealings with Bryce as well.
Bryce was a terrific guy. Again, horse racing was not his first sport, but he asked the right questions. He looked to try and get the right answers. He did the work, and, you know, he kept the public informed, and he put it in the proper perspective. He told the truth, and that's all you can ask of a journalist, to do the best you can to get the most information you can to the public, and just a terrific guy. I'm really going to miss Bryce. I would get a text this time of year, John, who's based in California going out to possible horses for the Triple Crown, so you could do some research and chase down stories. And, again, that's what you got to do. You got to find what's interested for the San Diego Union Trib readers, and I really like Bryce a lot. Just a very, very sad loss, Bob.
Thank you for that, John. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Toby Callett, we're going to move him up because of that big Gulfstream card today. We'll move him up in the lineup. And Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come join us this weekend as we continue to celebrate 90 years of excellence right here at Santa Anita Park. Today, first post is 1 p.m. We have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and a $3 late pick 3, all with a low 15% takeout. And don't forget the very popular $2 minimum traditional pick 6. My best bet today is number one, Tirupati, in race number one. He will avenge his heartbreaking loss last time out. If you come out early today, you can play in our Florida Derby Challenge Tournament. The buy-in is $1,500, and it should be a very big day for our sister track, Gulfstream Park. We will have a very big day on April 5th as we present our Santa Anita Derby. That day will also include a beer festival, a carnival, and a 5K run, plus much, much more. You can get all the details at santanita.com. It's Santa Anita Park, the great race place celebrating 90 years of excellence.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative breeders and owners awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. A little rocky music for this big Saturday, John Lindo. And before we go to Toby Callett, how about a word on our Cowbred of the Week?
Well, Cowbred of the Week shows another way you can take advantage of the Cowbred breeding program. King of Clubs is a Kentucky bred, but because he is by the Legacy Ranch Stallion Clubhouse Ride, who stood in California at the time of conception, he is eligible for Cowbred races, and he won a Cowbred allowance race last Sunday at Santa Anita. Again, he's by Clubhouse Ride. He picked up a winner share of $40,200. He's won two of his first three lifetime starts, and already has earnings of over $83,000, and he's eligible for all those Cowbred stakes races. So another way to take advantage of the Cowbred program, even if you have a horse not bred in the state, if you're by a stallion that stands in the state, you can participate.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from Today's Racing Digest and TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well, and first of all, give us a weather update, Toby. It looked like you've got some rain coming in at some point this weekend. Hopefully doesn't affect today's card.
Most likely tomorrow, but it is it's like a Bela Lugosi horror movie. You know, that those ominous clouds, but there is no rain in the forecast, but it is Florida, so you could get a pop-up shower, but I don't think we're going to get anything extensive today, and maybe not till later tomorrow as well.
Toby, you're more of a nuts and bolts guy, so I don't think the 10 stakes races do a whole lot for you on this Florida Derby card, but at least there's no Tapita today, and we did want to start with a preview of the Florida Derby. Two of the main contenders, Sovereignty and Tappan Street, they're stuck way outside, and also a couple jockeys, which not ideal when a guy like Junior Alvarado gets injured. He's replaced by Manny Franco on Sovereignty. Bob Baffert has sent Maticat Road down there and also a jockey switch there to Mike Smith. So how about a little preview of the Florida Derby, Toby?
How about a lot of preview, because it's going to be, I know you wanted to preview the race. I believe the race is a bettable race. On top of that, it's part of your coast-to-coast pick five. So if you don't mind, we'll give it more than just a casual brush, because it is going to be the radio play as well.
Let's do it, Toby.
Okay. The first aspect here, you've heard me talk about for years, about the worst thing that can ever happen to a nice Todd Pletcher green horse is that they flash ability here and then they go right into the wood chipper. Well, the four disruptor fits that profile. I don't know that he's ready for this. I certainly don't believe that he's ready for the Derby. And he'll take money off his 9 1/4 length victory. I'm not real thrilled with him. Medaket Road coming here. Again, he was going to get a new rider regardless. The blinkers are off. I watched the video of him training and his race in the Rebel. Mylon and Eighth is probably the max of what he could do, but I watched the way he trains. He's a very quick strider. I don't know that these longer distances are going to work for him. The Baffert-Smith angle will lure money. I'm not on his team as well. Sovereignty, the morning line favorite, I believe he's a very, very difficult horse to ride. Junior Alvarado has been on board his entire career. Now Manny Franco shows up. The other thing is it's Belmont with a horse who is already who already has enough points to go to the Derby. So as a result, how hard is he going to get pushed? Again, extreme outside post doesn't matter because he's coming from behind. We get now to the horse that I know John Hardoon mentioned. You know, should improve the next start. John Lindo has been on board. The 9 Tap and Street, to me, he's a single. He's a single in every play that you make, certainly the coast-to-coast. I've watched him train on the video at Payson Park. He's trained with a horse by the name of Saudi Crown. You might have heard of him. He's only made like $3.2 million. He's in today's Oaklawn Mile with Older and Tougher. So, and Tap and Street was best in those training efforts. I think he's an absolute stick-out. The race is interesting because the one, your quote, is trained coming off from behind horses and showing some desire. It's logical that he'll make use of his rail post. But if somebody else runs and guns, I think he could sit a pocket trip. The other horse that I think helps make the gimmicks is the 2 Cool Intentions. This horse loves to finish. If I'm right about Disruptor and right about Medaket Road, we're going to have somebody that's going to need to round out those tries and supers. So, in closing, it's 9 over the 1-10-2. How do you do? That's Tap and Street, Your Closest, Sovereignty, and Cool Intention.
John Lindo, I know that's a horse you like as well in this spot, Tap and Street. What do you have for Toby?
Well, Toby, a couple things. Tomorrow's the end of the Champions Meet, so there is that mandatory payout in the Rainbow Six again tomorrow. The other question I had, they ran the first race on the grass, Toby, a mile and a 16th, 138.79. That turf course is either rock hard or there's no turf left. I'm just wondering, when it gets this fast on this kind of card, do the closers have a legitimate shot, or is it just get to the front and keep going because you're never coming back?
Well, they closed ground in the opener. The leaders stopped through the stretch, and winning the top pair both came from behind. You got to look at this course. You watched the first race today, and the rail was out 66 feet. There's several races today that the rail will be at zero, so please bear that in mind. They're not all at the same distance. The rail is not at the same setting. It's 0 and 66 feet. Generally speaking, you think when the rail's out, it helps the speed. I think that's one of those overrated things, like people that think that Tepeda springs exactly into turf, which I'm not a believer in that either. So I think you just take each race as its own separate entity. I will tell you that the main track, I was there at the track on Thursday, and it's really quick. And I think as long as they keep enough moisture in it, I'm looking at the track right now on TV, the main track, and it has that dark color to it. means that they're keeping water in it. And I think it's going to be hard to close tons of ground today in the main track races.
Toby, you gave us a great winner yesterday, last Saturday, rather, in the coast-to-coast pick five. 12-1 morning line. It got hammered. That was AP Kid, paid $760 and a runaway winner. So we'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row with Tappan Street, 14th and final race on the card, and that's the 9-horse for Toby Callett. TobyCallett.com. Thank you, Toby. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
Okay, and let's now go to Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing well. Looking forward to this day, and we'll go from one Derby to the next. Let's get a preview from you on the Arkansas Derby, race 13 on their 14-race card. Good full field, strong race. How do you see it, Bruce? We've got the seemingly sensational Cornucopian stretching out for Bob Baffert after just one sprint race, given that tough task going a mile and an eighth against winners, proven horses in here, and an outside post to boot. No Lasix. You're not supposed to bet on a horse like this, Bruce, but he might just be that good.
And he's Bob Baffert. That's the other thing.
Right.
Anybody who's skeptical about Baffert, he's a horrible gamble, isn't he? I mean, he's probably going 7-5 or lower. You know, he's probably the speed of this race. I think that's kind of crucial to the outcome for Cornucopian here today. Speed King, who had won the Southwest Stakes on the lead, didn't show as much speed in the Rebel, but they flew up front in the Rebel. If Speed King goes out there, you know, that could really compromise the chances of Cornucopian. And we just don't know enough about this horse. Yeah, he looked good breaking a maiden, his maiden. He's sensational. But while he can win, we're talking about gambling. He's a bad gamble. Not an easy race. Cole Battle, I think there's a lot of skeptics whether or not he can go this far. But look, he's passed the test twice, going a mile and a 16th. He moved early in the Rebel Stakes. And my feeling is, if Vargas can maybe sit a little chillier today, he'll be okay to get the distance. He certainly outran Sandman, who really didn't have much of an excuse except for one factor. John and I were talking early in the week about Rebel Day on February 23rd. In the route races, there were five route races. Four of them were won by either on the lead or very up-close horses. The only horse that kind of rallied from the middle of the pack in those five route races was Coal Battle. He's 5-for-5 on the dirt. He's a great story. I think he can do it again. I'm not saying he's a Kentucky Derby winner yet, but he's certainly a contender here. So I would put Coal Battle on top. If Sandman gets more favorable conditions today, perhaps he can turn it around. I thought he got flat-out run by Coal Battle, but he didn't run terribly in defeat. We know his Southwest race was huge two back. He has to be used. Again, kind of a tricky race. I'm going to go with the obvious plays here, though. The 8, Coal Battle, the 6, Sandman, and you have to use the X factor, the 9, Cornucopian.
John Lindo.
Well, Bruce, let's get, first of all, your menu today with all these big cards around the country. What do you have available? And then let me get your first out-of-state play, and then Bob will get you a Santa Anita play.
Yeah, as far as today, full card at Santa Anita, the last 7 races at Gulfstream Park. That's when really all the action, I think, starts over there. We have audio included on that, best bets at Santa Anita, and also the last 7 races on the card at Oaklawn Park also.
And how about a first radio play?
Yeah, as far as a play, here's a name that we kind of recalled. Go to the 10th race at Oaklawn Park. This is kind of a restrict overnight stakes race, so kind of like a glorified allowance race. And I'm going to go with a horse that used to run in SoCal, the 3-horse Durante. This was a good-looking race on paper, but even better when you watch on the video. This horse drew the rail. He broke poorly, rushed up, and dueled. When that happens, it's usually over for a horse. Not only did he win, he won about as courageously as can be. He took all the heat early after the slow break, and he still won going away by a length. With a better start here today, guys, there's very little early speed in this race. I think he could be on top of the lead here. might be feeling good right about now. This 6-year-old really loved that last effort. So in race 10, let's go with the former SoCal horse, the 3, Durante, at 7-2 on the morning line.
And Bruce, come out to Santa Anita for your second play.
Okay, Bob, you're going to hate me because I know we've.
We're going head to head. Sixth race, Santa Anita.
I'm not trying to, you know, kiss the ring here, but Lady Gregory is obviously a very strong contender. But I really want to gamble here on the 9 horse Lamborghini. Back in late January, in a starter allowance race similar to this, on the flat at 6 furlongs, this horse was a handy winner. Running down loose on the lead, long may she reign. I thought that was a solid win. Now, in her last 2 starts, she has consecutive 6th-place finishes, but they were in downhill races, obviously completely different, and against better. She's back in against starter allowance races on the flat surface where she excelled. I think there's plenty of pace to set it up for her stalking style. I think those ugly races coming in kind of help the price. So race 6, let's go with the 9, Lamborghini, and we'll do a power exacta box with the 3, Lady Gregory.
And, Bruce, I did pick Lamborghini 2nd, so I'm happy to indulge in that exacta box myself.
We can both take credit when this wins, right?
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Busy day. Best bets at Santa Anita. 7 races from Gulfstream and Oaklawn Park, and we will talk to you again next week.
Take care, guys.
Okay, that was Bet on Bruce. Get his stuff, betonbruce.com. Next segment, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for ExpressBet and DRF. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borba when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Saturday evening, the racing program features a pick six carryover of more than $55,000. And with the new money to be wagered, the total pool could be around $175,000. It's a big Saturday night of racing at Los Alamitos with night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, We're all about the horse players. Enjoy a great Saturday night of action at Los Alamitos. And we're also open for simulcasting from around the country. Now remember, this Saturday evening, the nighttime program features a pick six carryover of more than $55,000. And the total pool could be around $175,000. As always, we'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. Big pick six carryover this Saturday night.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, we talk about the DRF products a lot. You and I, big fans of using the formulator, and I'm also enjoying using those Timeform U.S. pace ratings. So how about a word from DRF?
Yeah, today's a good day to put it in work, too. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including the DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform U.S. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
Let's go to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Looking forward to today. That's how we're doing. I wanted you to preview the Fantasy Stakes, which goes as race 12 at Oaklawn Park. I believe there's one scratch in there. That's the Rail Take Charge Milady. How'd you see that race, John?
Well, the favorite in the race is number 7, Simply Joking, who's 2-for-2. However, both of those races were at Fairgrounds. I like the second choice in the race, number 5, Quiet Side. This 3-year-old filly from a John Ortiz barn has run very, very well in her last two races, both of them at Oaklawn Park. I give this horse a major advantage over the favorite. This horse is only listed at 2-to-1 on the morning line. However, again, I like her a lot more than the morning line favorite of the 7, Simply Joking.
John Lindo, we need to get conditions at Aqueduct and also John Hardoon's first radio play. So jump on in, John.
Well, John, I know you did a lot of work today, a lot of big cards with a lot of races. So you can go anywhere you want. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so the weather at Aqueduct, it's in the 70s. It's overcast. No rain expected till maybe later tonight. And let's look at the 5th race, a mile and 3/8 on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Strapped. This 6-year-old from the Rudy Rodriguez barn, Ruben Silvera, board to ride. He's listed at 4-to-1 on the morning line. He's really in the best racing shape of his career. And I like number 4, Strapped, to win today's 5th race out at Aqueduct.
And, John, you gave us a radio winner in Shadow Dragon last week, paid $10. I want to get your second radio play.
Let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 9. And this is really a good betting race here because the favorites, in my opinion, are suspect. I like the number 5 horse in here, Touchdown Brown. This is a 7-year-old gelding who's really in top form now. He's won 3 in a row. His last race was on the grass. However, his races 2 and 3 starts back on the dirt. Either one of those races are good enough to win here. He's listed at 8-to-1 on the morning line. Antonio Fasua board to ride. I like number 5, Touchdown Brown, to upset and win today's 9th race out at Santa Anita.
Those are John Hardoon's 2 radio plays. John, tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
Very good, John. We'll let you go. Knock them dead today. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon. Next stop, Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for ExpressBet, DRF. Saw him online early today. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Good day of racing. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, very much so. Great day of racing, and you really got to keep your head on a swivel today. It'll be coming fast and furious. Shapper wanted you to preview the Appleton Stakes at Gulfstream to start out with.
Yeah, it's the second-to-last race in the card, so if you're playing any of the late horizontals to the Florida Derby, this will be a part of it, mile on the turf for older runners. Major dividend is the class of the field is a deserving 7-to-5 morning line favorite. Todd Pletcher, Spendthrift Farm. This is a horse that has kept better company and has won two of his last four. Lost last time in the Canadian Turf in a race that I thought he normally would finish off. I'm not anti-major dude, but at his price, I think he's a little vulnerable. Abramar is out, another class horse in this race. First start as a four-year-old for Sassy Joseph Jr. Kept good company as a three-year-old, but I think this might be used as a prep for races down the road. I like number 7, Seminole Chief, at 8-1 in here. Third start over this turf course this winter for Zach Christensen. I thought the last effort when the blinkers came off was impressive, relaxed a lot better. I think if he can do so once again today, he has a shot to win his first stake race of his career. So we'll try Seminole Chief in the Appleton, a good race before the Florida Derby.
Yeah, and that's the 13th part of the Coast to Coast. I should mention three races from Gulfstream Park, starting with race 12 at Gulfstream, goes at 2:15 Pacific, and then a couple races at Santa Anita. So an excellent Coast to Coast, and that Appleton race 13 is part of it. Scott Shapiro gives out an 8-1 shot in Seminole Chief. John Lindo, what do you have for Shapper?
Well, Shapper, I know you did a lot of work at Gulfstream Park and Oaklawn Park, so where do you want to go for your official radio play?
Yeah, after the scratches, John, I think I'm going to shift from Florida to Arkansas. Tough shift, but I'm going to make it. And I'm going to try the 11, the American Pharoah overnight, mile and a 16th. Not a great stakes race, but it's an intriguing race. I think there's some pace in it. The favorites will all seem to have a little bit of it, including Bishop's Bay and Maycock's Bay, the two morning line favorites. I like number 5, Full Screen, second off the layoff from Mark Cassie. The son of Big Screen is up against it against the better field in the Razorback. 69-1, speed favoring racetrack, and came from off of it a little to finish fourth. I thought finished strong that day. Gets a little class relief here and should get a little bit of a better setup. So we'll try number 5, Full Screen, race 11, 10-1 on the morning line.
All right, Shapper. Good job today, and knock 'em dead. We will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good luck to you as well.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. John, we'll go ahead and take our next time out. We'll have plenty of time with Michael Rona today. He's our cleanup batter. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
You'd see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come join us this weekend as we continue to celebrate 90 years of excellence right here at Santa Anita Park. Today, first post is 1 p.m. We have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and a $3 late pick 3, all with a low 15% takeout. And don't forget the very popular $2 minimum traditional pick 6. My best bet today is number 1, Tirupati, in race number 1. He will avenge his heartbreaking loss last time out. If you come out early today, you can play in our Florida Derby Challenge Tournament. The buy-in is $1,500, and it should be a very big day for our sister track, Gulfstream Park. We will have a very big day on April 5th as we present our Santa Anita Derby. That day will also include a beer festival, a carnival, and a 5K run, plus much, much more. You can get all the details at santanita.com. It's Santa Anita Park, the great race place celebrating 90 years of excellence.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice
choice of scent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, before we bring in Michael Rona, if you can't be out at Santa Anita today, how about some simulcast locations that we love to go to?
Well, down by me here in downtown San Diego, you have the Paddock on 5th and the Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open up at 10 o'clock, so a few minutes to post time there. You got the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real in San Clemente. And your favorite spot, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're already open and taking wagers. And you remember, you can always get over to Los Alamitos and bet in the afternoon before you stick around for the racing live at night.
Absolutely, John. And let's get down to Los Alamitos and talk with Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Got a lot to look forward to, Michael, with the Pick 6 carryover of about 55,000 into tonight. You've got four races for two-year-olds, so there's going to be a little juice in the place tonight, I think. A lot of action after a very long day of thoroughbred racing.
Yes, it's interesting that there are four two-year-old races across the Pick 6 sequence. They are races 5 through 8. We had the first pair of juvenile races for the season last Sunday night. They were won by a 6-to-1 shot, trained by Adan Farias, who beat the favourite by a nose, and by an 11-to-1 shot, also trained by Adan Farias, who beat an 8-to-1 shot. So there were big prices with the first pair of two-year-old races of the season last Sunday night. And that, no doubt, was a big contributor to the fact that we're looking at a carryover in the Pick 6 tonight for $55,000. There might be potential for yet another carryover. Who knows? The final race is a very open allowance. So it's quite the puzzle tonight, but that $55,000 carryover is a genuine carrot for horse players. As far as these two-year-old races tonight, well, Adan Farias has a few horses in those four juvenile races tonight. Probably the horse that jumps out off the page from a breeding standpoint, a win early standpoint for me, is the favorite in race 7, number 5, Beautiful, who was a full sister to My Bud and Think Again Kev. Now, they were both very precocious, win early futurity type two-year-olds of the last year or two. And there was a lot to like about what Beautiful has done in the morning. In fact, this grey filly turned in a bullet work on the morning of March 8 in prepping for her debut tonight. So in trying to identify where you might be able to go a little thin, because you'll probably need to spread elsewhere, maybe number 5 in the 7th race is looking fairly likely. But there's certainly plenty of morning ability that we've seen in a lot of the gate works. And before the races start tonight, I'll be talking about each of the gateworks for every two-year-old. We run the videos, and I'll describe the gateworks both on the Los Alamitos simulcast signal, and then we replay them race by race. So you get two chances to see all of these horses' morning work before you need to invest.
That's a great feature, Michael. You guys do a great job with that. Also, the website, losalamitos.com, has those two-year-old gate works. The Pick 6 kicks off with race 4 tonight, and you guys are expecting maybe a total pool of getting up to about 175,000. Very excited about it with all those two-year-old races as well. John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, a couple of things, Michael. Your first post time tonight is at 6:30. The fourth race, the start of the Pick 6, goes about 7:45. When would those preview videos before the first race, about what time will they air on your satellite feed?
So I announced the changes 30 minutes to post, so that would be 6 o'clock, and then we launch straight into those gatework replays. So just after the changes are announced at 30 minutes to post, and on nights like these with so many gateworks, we're under the whip to try and fit it all in before they move onto the track for the first. It's actually going to be the busiest period of the whole shift for me. But I think it's worthwhile to be able to show them to the public. And as you mentioned, Bob, you can also access them anytime for free simply by going to losalamitos.com.
Well, now the more important question, you know, I need a winner tonight in that Pick 6 sequence if you've got one.
Well, I said that the final race and allowance was open, and it is. But that's where I'm going for the radio play. The ninth, 350 yards for fillies and mares who've never won two races. I'm actually revisiting a selection from the radio show a few weeks ago, La Peralta. She is number 7, trained by Jaime Gomez. By the way, I kind of think Jaime might have a good night. I think some of his two-year-olds look all right, too. He's got Eduardo Nicasio riding a couple of his juveniles, which is an interesting engagement. So, as goes Gomez, probably goes Rona tonight. Seventh, number 7, La Peralta for me in the ninth race. She just missed coming off a layoff last time out. And I think two things cost her. Number 1, the start. And she really was finishing strongly, missing by a neck. And number 2 is Eduardo Nicasio. He rode the winner. He's a very good gate rider. And I think that La Peralta is worth another shot in this spot tonight. She's got a good look at 3-1.
Michael, thank you for that. Ninth race, La Peralta, and John Lindo mentioned Burghardt being over in Las Vegas. Are you going to get over to see him maybe after the races Sunday night or Monday?
Me? No, mate. No, I caught up with Ed in Laughlin just a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, and he's threatening to come to Los Al for a visit sometime in April. So I'll satisfy myself with that. I'm not going anywhere near Sin City this weekend.
All right, Michael, stay home. We'll let Ed come our way, and we'll batten down the hatches when he gets here.
All right, sounds good.
All right, that was Michael Rona. And, John, we got about a minute and a half left here. You know, lost in the shuffle of all the big races in the Derby preps today, how about White Abario running in the seventh race at Gulfstream, the Ghost Zapper, a grade 3, taking a big step down in class after his dominating win in the World Cup race there, the Pegasus?
Kind of a strange placement after winning the grade 1 Pegasus World Cup. You come into a grade 3 here, and it's a light field. It's almost a no-win situation. He's expected to win, and if it does, I don't think it helps his resume. And if he doesn't win, it might hurt his reputation. So I think you just have to depend on Safi Joseph. This horse must be doing so good, and he's going to run out of his own stall. He loves Gulfstream Park. We'll get a win in here before we go someplace else. He skipped, obviously, the races in Dubai because that did not go well last year. So maybe just a place to run. But I thought it was really interesting and kind of strange that he showed up in this spot. He's 1-9, number 4, race 7 today at Gulfstream Park.
Got to go, John. Thank you for co-hosting. Thanks to Elise Inside. Mike Willman, 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Angels preview at 10:30. First pitch at 11:10 today. Thanks for listening. Good luck at the races.